Rwanda, first of all, is very, very committed to integration. We have gone into East Africa with the mind of a country that wants to expand its market. By being part of the East African community, automatically Rwanda has become an attractive destination by providing such a large market. But we are also the first country in East Africa to waive work permits for citizens of East Africa. Anybody from the four other countries that make up East Africa can come and work in Rwanda, just as Rwandans do. While President Kagame was chairing the East African community, very much pushed for some of the trade barriers to be dismantled. So we do have a strong commitment to East Africa. We know, for example, for our region to become a good environment for business, we have to create an area, which we have done, for example, in the area of tourism, where we are an East African destination as opposed to a Rwandan or Tanzanian or Ugandan destination with one visa for the region. So we've done a lot.
With a sort of policies and mechanisms that your government has implemented, how are you preparing your people to take advantage of those opportunities that come?
That's a good question. We have, even before we joined the East African community, we had to do a lot of outreach through the communities beyond the main city of Kigali, where people know the other countries surrounding Rwanda. A lot of people in Kigali have been to Nairobi, Kampala, Dar es Salaam, Bujumbura. So we went through our different provinces talking about the benefits of being one region. A lot of outreach, mostly on the radio, because it's the most accessible medium in Rwanda. But as we continue to improve and advance in our integration, we have, of course, a ministry that is specifically dedicated to East Africa, a ministry in charge of East African affairs. And every time we make progress in terms of our integration, especially economic integration, because that's probably one area that is advancing very fast. We always make sure that people are informed of the opportunities. We advertise, we go out of our way to let our people know what they can get in say, Kenya or Uganda or Tanzania. We've also increased transport from one country to another. We have our new national carrier, Rwanda Air, that flies to all the other four East African countries a couple times a day, for some countries a few times a week. We have intensive bus transport from Kampala to Kigali and vice versa. So we're doing quite a lot to push the average person, not just the political circles, to embrace integration.
Now, let's talk about the region. Rwanda has been enjoying an enormous amount of peace, despite the challenges that you had in the past. How are you helping the other countries in the region who are suffering right now with security challenges? How are you helping them?
Sure. Before we even go to our neighbors, we start with our own country. We have, over the last 18 years after the genocide, made sure that security is the number one priority for the country, where people can freely circulate on the territory, where people can walk at night, where people can leave their house unlocked in some of the neighborhoods. And we've, I think, more than just the traditional security measures, also made the average person understand that security is something they need to be part of. Beyond our own region, we have done a lot in terms of creating a secure environment. We are currently facing tension in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. One of the areas where Rwanda and Congo have worked very hard on after we normalized relations, because we had quite a turbulent time after elements of the genocidal militia fled to the DRC. After we made peace, we made sure that we continue to talk, that our security and defense leaders meet often, talk often, work together, have joint operations in the region. And we also very much put time and value into some of the other regional entities, such as the CPGL, the Great Lakes Economic Community, which also has a security component. We are a member of the International Conference on the Great Lakes Region, which for a long time was dealing with issues of the core Great Lakes countries. We are a great contributor, both in substance, but also in innovation in the within the ICGLR. And so we do take security very seriously. That is how Rwanda has been able to move away from insecurity and to even grow so much economically.
Now, let me ask you, with last the people, question. Last question, with the people in Rwanda, what is your government doing to improve the well-being of the Rwandan people?
A number of things. One is to create economic opportunities. But before one gets to economic opportunities, one has to actually get the average citizen involved in activities that would lift people out of poverty. So we've done that, a number of programs, many of them, by the way, programs that are inspired by our own tradition, the tradition which is not just Rwandan but very African of neighbor helping neighbor. So we have taken some of these traditional mechanisms and injected them with a bit of modern finance, included them in our overall economic programs, and that has helped us as a country to, for example, according to the latest survey that was unveiled earlier this year, lift 1 million people out of poverty in less than 5 years. So that's a great achievement. We continue to look for ways to innovate, particularly in creating employment by encouraging entrepreneurship with young people. We are looking also to go from, say, in the agriculture sector, from just producing, but to produce and add value to some of our products, particularly coffee and tea, our main crops, where we are now one of the top producers of specialty coffee. So a number of things, but economic stability is very important, and poor people cannot have economic stability. So we are fighting poverty as much as we can.